informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace and Mac with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, an overhaul of Brisbane's bus network has come into effect today, with around three quarters of the city's bus lines expecting some form of change. Some highlights include the introduction of the M1 metro route from the city to 8 Mile Plains along the southern busway, as well as five routes being added and four routes being removed. Much of the redesign of the network aims to reduce congestion along the busway corridor, with routes being redesigned to encourage more transfers between buses at suburban stations. If you catch public transport, check your Translink app or the Brisbane City Council website to see if your bus route has changed.
Millions of locusts are stripping Queensland grazing paddocks and crops clean of vegetation at a time when they would typically be dormant. Graziers around the Muttaburra, Aramac, Clermont region are concerned that the plague of native insects would eat through food stocks for cattle that would otherwise keep them fed through winter. Producers fear the same for their crops. Recent rainfall has been slated as the reason behind the swarm, and for such a successful growing season, the producers fear could be entirely erased by the near budgie-sized insects.
In national news, mining magnate Andrew Forrest has set his sights on a critical wetland ecosystem for mineral exploration, 2 weeks after the wetland was saved from industrial development. The wetland in the Exmouth Gulf, near the westernmost point of WA, has had 30,000 hectare segments singled out of two exploration license applications made by Forrest's private company Wyloo in the WA Development of Energy. The ecologically critical wetland is desired for the salt it could theoretically produce, and conservationists have sledged the applications due to how critical the mangroves are to the wider environment.
Early voting for Tasmania's state election is open today, which was called after the lower house passed Labor's no confidence motion in Premier Jeremy Rockliff, claiming the mishandle of the new Spirit of Tasmania vessels and poor budget. The election will be decided across the island's five electorates, with Labor to form a minority government if they were to remain in power. Tasmanian Labor announced on Saturday its key budget promise would result in $1 billion in savings over the next 4 years and ensure all new revenue goes towards paying down debt. It also included selling the state's share in the to-be-built Marinus Link undersea power cable and taking $100 million of revenue from the Motor Accidents Insurance Board.
In international news, British punk group Bob Villain have stirred controversy over the weekend at the world-renowned Glastonbury Festival after leading chants calling for a free Palestine and death to the IDF. During the group's performance, rapper Bobby Villain addressed potential backlash, saying, "Unfortunately, we have seen a strange reaction to people who come out and voice support for Palestine. Even though anyone with a kind of moral compass could surely tell that what is happening in Gaza is a tragedy." The band's set was pulled from the BBC's broadcast of the festival alongside Irish rap trio Kneecap, with band member Mo Cara being handed terrorism charges in the UK for allegedly waving the flag of Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah at a London concert last November.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cool like a full Triple Z subscriber and is expected to rain for most of the day. It's currently 15 degrees in Bris with an expected maximum of 17. The fire danger is understandably low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with plenty more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and soon to be not Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.